Thanks for watching our weekly conversation. Scott Kegley here with running back Carlos Hyde. You've been out here, been working out with the team. What's impressed you the most so far since you've been out here in San Francisco?
I'm definitely impressed with, you know, my teammates, you know, how things are ran here. You know, it's a well-organized place, you know, a focused place. You know, it's great to join a team that already has it going on, you know, not a team that, you know, still trying to rebuild, trying to get that, you know, that season going where they're winning. You know, this place I already have it.
Yeah, and you join a group of running backs and a running backs coach and Tom Rathman, who's been with the team and is a legend in his own right. What are your thoughts on just joining that group and getting a chance to learn from those guys?
It's an honor to join that group. Definitely to be able to learn from Frank Gore, you know, a guy who's a future Hall of Famer. You know, not too many guys get to, you know, get into the NFL and get to learn from a guy who's a future Hall of Famer. So, you know, that's really special that I have the opportunity right now. And I'm going to really lock in and learn from him.
Have you watched any tape on Frank yet?
You know, I watch a little tape. When I'm watching film with Coach Rath, I'm watching tape on him. But I've watched Frank when I was in college. You know, that was a guy that I could pair my running style to. So, you know, I watched him here and there.
Yeah, he always kind of describes himself as a throwback style runner. Do you like that? Like, do you think of yourself as a throwback style runner as well?
Yeah, I definitely think I'm a throwback style runner. You know, the big back, the guy who can, you know, just pound a rock over and over, just tiring the defense out, come through the clutch in the fourth quarter when you need to run the clock out. You know, I definitely feel that I'm a throwback running back.
And Carlos, a lot of the draft analysts, they labeled you as an all-purpose back, an all-around back, a guy that can do it all. Do you think that's a dying trait, really, in the NFL?
You know, I really haven't had a chance to watch every running back, but the guys that I watch, like Frank Gore, you know, Marshawn Lynch, Adrian Peterson, you know, guys like that, they do a great job of not just running the ball, but catching the ball, you know, picking up blitzes. You know,
you like that label though, all-purpose back?
Yeah, I definitely like that label. You know, because I feel that I'm an all-purpose back. I feel like I can do anything, whatever coach needs me to do. I feel like I can do it.
Yeah. Now, you also said you're very angry when you're on the field. I mean, talking to you right now, you're definitely not an angry guy. Where does that come from?
The anger is just all built up, man. It's just, you know, what I've gone through my whole life. You know, just having a chance, you know, to get on a football field and letting that anger go and releasing that anger on someone else that's trying to stop me from getting to where I need to be, which is the end zone. So, yeah, that's where it comes from, just, you know, my life struggle, you know, to get where I am today.
I mean, a lot of people don't even get to this level, too, who start out playing football. Does that make you just appreciate this that much more?
Yeah, I definitely appreciate this. You know, it was a childhood dream, and to actually have a dream and be able to accomplish a dream, I think that's huge. And I definitely appreciate this because, you know, this can be taken from you any minute, so you don't want to take it for granted.
You look at that new stadium across the street. Can you imagine what preseason week one running out that stadium is going to be like?
I'm expecting it to be crazy. You know, I think that's when I run out there on the field, I think that's when the family's going to hit me. Like, man, I'm really a 49er.